Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ravens and Chiefs, the loser will go to 1-3, and let's go behind enemy lines. We head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Carrington Harrison, the host of show on 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City, and joins us now. And Carrington, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. So from your perspective, what exactly is wrong with the Kansas City Chiefs?
That's a good question, man. I feel like both cities right now are kind of in the exact same place, and that's what makes this a very interesting swing game. I mean, I think the problem for the Chiefs so far has just been injuries to that wide receiver room. I don't know how many teams could kind of function on offense without having their number one and number two wide receiver. Now, you certainly can't, you know, feel sorry for the Chiefs by not having Rashee Rice. He got suspended, but Xavier Worthy gets hurt on the first possession of the season for the Kansas City Chiefs, and they haven't had him. Andy Reid actually just confirmed less than 10 minutes ago that Xavier Worthy is going to be back for that one. So he's going to be a player that you guys have to kind of keep an eye on. But right now, you know, Kansas City is ranked 21st in offense. So this is a team that with Mahomes and Andy Reid, you're kind of used to being one of those high-flying offenses in the league. They have been anything but so far this season.
Carrington, we know that the Chiefs have struggled to run the football. Patrick Mahomes is still their leading rusher, but Isaiah Pacheco is starting to get things going a little bit in their last game against the Giants, and given the fact that the Lions just ran all over the Ravens on Monday Night Football, do you expect the Chiefs to lean into the ground game a little bit this week?
I'm here to tell you guys that if Kansas City runs the ball effectively against the Ravens, you guys got real serious problems. You know, like it is one thing for David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs to run the ball over them. It is another thing for a bottom five running back room in the league. The Chiefs just don't have any juice, no pop, no sizzle, whatever adjective you want to use right now in the run game. You're right. Isaiah Pacheco wasn't bad last week, but you know what it's like when you just got a running back who's just fine. Like, He's not really a threat to break one. He's not really going to make any plays. You know, if you give it to him on first down, he's going to get 3, maybe 4 yards. I feel like that's all you're getting from Pacheco. He's a guy that you're used to kind of having that energy and kind of running through people. He just hasn't been that since the injury last year.
Defensively, I know they took some heat week one, but I mean, it's Brazil, and that's a pretty that's looking like a pretty legitimate offense, and Herbert's playing out of his mind. You know, the Eagles end up winning that thing, but I thought they tamped down the offense pretty good in that thing. Where do you think Spags' unit is right now?
That's a good question. I think there's a lot of similarities between these two teams and defensively. Like, I kind of have my questions about the Ravens' defense. Mm-hmm. It's one thing for the Bills to do that. It's one thing for the Lions to do it. Let's see if Kansas City can do it. Kansas City got, I mean, the Chargers did basically whatever they wanted to in week one. The Chiefs didn't get any pressure, didn't force any turnovers, didn't really have any answers on the back half of their defense. Now, we all respect Philadelphia as a team, but no one would call them a high-flying passing attack, at least. And Russell Wilson, I mean, I think we know that his performance against the Cowboys was not real. You know, like throwing for 450 yards was just not a real outcome of things. So, you know, that was his last start. We'll see if we see Russell Wilson again. So I'm kind of looking at Kansas City's defense the same way that you guys are kind of looking, like, all right, this is a really good test. This is against a Ravens team that you know very well. the most mobile quarterback in the history of the league, a future Hall of Fame running back. They got some weapons on the outside. Like, you know, can you keep them under 30? I just don't think the Kansas City is equipped right now to win a shootout. You know, if this game is played the way Monday night was, or Sunday Night Football a couple of weeks where it's played into the 40s, that's a game that Baltimore wins. But if this is going to be a 24-17 kind of game and Kansas City can slow down Baltimore, that's a game that they can win.
We're talking with Carrington Harrison's Inside Access here on The Fan. Carrington, Travis Kelce, is he washed? Where are we on him? And do you think this is his last year?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I do think that it's his last year. I've kind of thought this about Kelce for a while, and at first it was a very unpopular opinion in Kansas City, and more people have just kind of come to this side. Football is a game that's best played by 20-somethings, and if your offense is built around a 35-year-old who's going to turn 36 years old here in a couple of weeks, it is impossible to have an explosive offense. If you look at all of the really good, dominant offenses in the league, you got to high-flying, flashy 20-something that's in the middle of it. The Chiefs right now, just with the injuries, they just don't have that in their offense. Like, they're trying to piece it together with Tyquan Thornton, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Hollywood Brown. That's just not going to get it done against the high-flying offenses and the better defenses in the National Football League. So that's kind of where I am with Kansas City. That's where I am with Travis Kelce. Kelce is like, in a basketball analogy, you need him to be Al Horford. You need him to just shoot threes and play defense and rebound. You can't have him be your 20-point-per-game go-out-and-get-it guy. That's just not who he is anymore.
Is Chris Jones in a similar category?
I wouldn't put him in that category. This is another one of those things that I'm really intrigued by, because we all saw that offensive line on Monday Night Football, and we saw the Lions get 7 sacks. So there has to be a feeling with Kansas City's defense. I mean, they have spent a lot of money on that defensive line. They just paid George Karlaftis. They paid Chris Jones. He's a future guy in Canton. Charles Aminahu is a player who the Chiefs are really happy to bring back on a one-year deal. Like, it might be the most experienced unit on their team is that defensive line. If you saw what Aiden Hutchinson and that Lions defensive line was able to do on Monday, you got to feel, if you're Kansas City, that you can do something similar on Sunday, and we'll obviously find out.
Carrington, I know we're still so early on in this season, but the Chiefs have just ran the AFC West for years and years and years at this point. The Chargers look for real. The Broncos, they're 1-2, but they're 2 losses back-to-back weeks right at the gun. What is your confidence level that the Chiefs can still win this division?
I'm still pretty confident in Kansas City winning the division. I think you kind of have to weather the storm until you get fully healthy. It's kind of been a give and take, at least with the listeners this week. You know, a lot of listeners, and I get it, like, the Chargers have to prove it. The Broncos have to prove it. But the reason I mentioned this is a big swing game for both of these teams, because if you are Kansas City, like, let's say Kansas City loses, they are 1-3. The Chargers play the Giants this week. Let's assume the Chargers win that game and they continue what they've been doing. You'll be 3 games back, and you already lost a head-to-head to that team heading into October. The Chargers just have an easier schedule because they don't play a first-place schedule from last year. Like, at some point, we just got to come to the conclusion that maybe the Chargers are a good team. The analogy that I've made for the Chargers is, what if they're the Atlanta Falcons from 2018. Remember, Matt Ryan won MVP that year. They go to the Super Bowl. That was their only Super Bowl appearance. Like, what if that's what this Chargers team is? Obviously, time is going to tell us that answer. But I think at this point, regardless if we are Chiefs, Ravens, whoever it is, like, you cannot discredit the Chargers and at least have to warm yourself up to the possibility of, we talked all summer about this conference being dominated by three teams, Kansas City, Baltimore, and Buffalo. Well, one of those teams is going to be 1-3 heading into October, and there could be another team that's 4-0 with a legendary coach and a very good quarterback. You have to consider that team to be one of the contenders in the mix in the AFC.
Carrington, before I let you go, who wins this game Sunday?
I'm gonna pick the Chiefs for this reason. I think in their two games so far, it's really come down to one play that they didn't make in the fourth quarter. If you look at the Chargers game, they had a chance to get off the field. They gave up a 17-yard run to Justin Herbert in week two against the Eagles. I think they were outplaying the Eagles. Kelce has the deflection. The ball pops up in the air. The Eagles take advantage to do what the Eagles do. I think we all know that this game is going to be close in the fourth quarter because every Chiefs game is close in the fourth quarter. Can Kansas City make one more play than Baltimore? I'm going to assume that they do at home in this matchup. And anytime you're going to give me the Chiefs and plus money, I just always think that's the right side to be on. So it's going to be close. But give me Kansas City 24-21.
Carrington Harrison, this was great. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, find Carrington 96.5, The Fan in Kansas City, our sister station on the Odyssey Network there. Coming up next, though, another Friday special. Want to bet? Beltway Ben. Best bets next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.